I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside me is the world famous Joe Grande and the Pot Brothers at Law, Mark and Craig Wasserman, and we are live right here in Long Beach, California.
Yes, we are. And I want to thank you guys for listening to our podcast all around the world. And make sure you go to the website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Yes.
And if you ever want to give us a call and say hello, that number is
800-420-1980.
And check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, and so much more at CannabisTalk101, at @pot_brothers_@_law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. My man Blue, the CEO and creator of this lovely show here, is at 1. Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And I am at baby. Joe Grande 52, as we are all the way live at Harvest for Heroes. And we are joined today by a great old friend of mine that I had no idea blows up around the world, as he is a creative entrepreneur, but a songwriter, singer, model, sexy man, Sean Pereira. Thank you, Sean, for coming on our show, dude, and blessing us as the number one song in Brazil. You have a big song around the world that's just popping. What's the name of that song that's number one right now in Brazil?
So Deep Into Your Soul.
So deep. That's,
yeah, you got Brazil deep. And you also have Ibiza as well.
Ibiza,
as they like to say. I just was there and we did a big, just a giant show there. It was a 16 million monthly listener cast that we did straight out of the studio, which was just crazy.
Shout out to G4 Live that just walked in the building, my man.
Yeah, we know that guy. Good to see you guys.
It's always good.
I saw that face. I'm like, I know that guy.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you're looking. I'm like, okay, what's going on behind my shoulder? I don't know what's going on. So, Sean, take us down this journey, dog. You don't just get a big number one song that's bumping in Brazil like this. How did you come up
you
with
this? You do when you look as good as he does.
I mean, yeah, you do when you're a model like that, and you were hitting the clubs with me back in the days with your sexy wife, but we'll get to that story later. But how does this come about?
Interestingly, start by, hey, who wants to play guitar? She wanted to learn to play guitar. We went to Guitar Center, met a kid. She became a trial lawyer. I actually became a musician. This is what, maybe 20 years ago, just
seven years ago.
During the idea of me modeling and doing all these things, slowly, gradually it grows. 3 years ago, we're in St. Barts. We've been going to St. Barts for quite a while, married there, engaged there, the French Caribbean island. Met a couple guys there. One of them was the Prince of Monaco's music director. Said, hey, do you want to do this kind of deep house kind of vibe? I said, sure, let's try it. I've never tried that. Long story longer, we start doing things and the music starts going. And then because my last name is Pereira or Pereira, which means pear tree in Portuguese.
Pereira.
Pereira, yeah, right? Had a couple friends. Actually, I don't know if you remember Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees. Actually, at a little club next to Woody's Wharf, he came one day and said, Sean, one of my buddies said, I should listen to your music. He sat down with me, sat in the car in front of the club, which was 10 Waterfront, next to Woody's, and said, dude, you should do this. And slowly but surely, we gradually started doing a couple things, and it turned into this, hey, let me introduce you to a couple of my friends from Brazil, which turned into
Number one hit on her.
Yeah, it just turned fast. It turned quick, and the fans in Brazil are, it's just a large quantity of human beings that have that energy that say, you play it, hey, play it, hey, play it, hey, and it just.
What kind of music are we talking?
Oh, no, you're talking, they play American music?
No, your record, your hot record.
Oh, so it's a deep electro house.
Love it.
Or, I mean, pop electro. It's
all instrumental.
It's soulful.
No.
You
I sing.
Sing it.
Yeah, I sing.
Sing it for us. No. Put them on blast.
Yeah, can you do a little
chorus? As we go down deep into your soul. So I'm calm about when I talk.
Oh yeah, it's soulful house. That's what I mean. When I listen to it already, it's very soulful house music. It's like that. It's like that VIP, loungy style music where I feel like I'm hearing that. I'm on about my second or third hit, and the strippers are finally in the club because it's about 5 in the morning, and then his song comes on. You know what I mean? They get the vibe right for you, Blue. It ain't those early songs that are just...
Sure. Right.
It's that soulful.
Sexy house.
It's the sexy house. Yeah. That 4 to 5 a.m.
Gets it when the ladies come in type vibe, which I loved about... I already heard your stuff. I was like, this is hitting on all the right cylinders.
No, exactly. And it didn't grow up in that world, but ended up in that world because of the nature of the music. Listen, we all love the sun. I like to chill in the sun. I like to relax in it. So the music kind of was an answer to why we like to lay in the sun, by the pool, by the beach. Where it was very relaxing.
Sure.
So it just ended up that was the style of music, not from anything growing up in it. It just... what we love to do.
Yeah.
We're all Newport Beach kids or, you know, OC kids. Beach, vibe, chill, and it just translated into that style of music.
You know, and it's important that you say that because you have to realize that people relate to things that we've been through.
That's Brian Ferry, Kaja Gugu, like all the things that we I always love digging your scene, the Blow Monkeys, like all the sort of more relaxing tracks that you could have a conversation to as well.
Sure.
It's not just a track where you just, let's go. But you can actually listen to it or dance to it or actually have a conversation around it as well.
And now because of that song going number one in Brazil and Ibiza and everything else, now you're branching off. You're like exploding. You're sitting there doing music with everybody at your house. Everybody's in the Malibu Hills now. You've created such a big buzz in this industry. You know what I mean? In your secluded area. Oh, my wife's this big attorney. I don't know if you ever heard of Candace Klein over here. If you need to have her represent you. Not only is she hot, but she's dope as can be with an attorney. Sitting there looking so beautiful, which I love seeing that and hearing so many great things
about
you.
Please come to our house. We've got a recording studio. We've got a school. We've got a law firm. We've got it all going on at our house.
I want to move in. You got an extra room?
That's for me.
Tatiana's already got dad.
Tati's like, I'm moving in here. What are you talking about? I'm the one moving out there.
I'm serious. Like, I need a new spot. You know what I'm saying?
So talk about that, though, a little bit, Sean. Like, who's out there barking at you and working at you? Because you already sent me one contact. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So we've got a few people. Some of the cool people that are over there. Steve Dewberry is one of them. So he did the big hit with a... Actually, it was wrote with Lulu, which most people wouldn't know. But it was like, To Sir With Love. An old, like, James Bondy style music song that he wrote with her. And then Sade happened to be moving a piece of furniture as well as he was doing something at his friend's house. And she said, well, what are you doing? Well, I'm going to move this piece of furniture. And, did you say something about a song? She said, I want to hear it. He said, you got to be kidding me. He's a first-time songwriter. Sade wants to hear my song. He played it for her. She said, not really for me, but I'm going to be in L.A. in 2 weeks. Can I show it to my friends? Roger Davies, who's Cher's and Pink's and everybody's married. Hey, Roger Davies here, the Australian guy.
Yes.
Sade showed us the track. She doesn't really want to. It's not for her, but Tina would like to cut it as the title track to What's Love Got to Do with It.
Wow.
So he gets his Grammy nomination from that, and now he's been at my house, and we're on almost halfway through the album. But just what an incredible experience to write in a Grammy way rather than a deep electro house way. So you get this more well-rounded musical feel and energy of writing. So it's been just crazy.
Well said. You know, when you say that, you know, people that have been around that environment can understand, like, when you have the right team around you and you have the people that have the vision that you have, and sometimes, you know, we have visions as artists that can't be exploited because the rest of the team ain't on the same vision. But when you have the right team that's on the right vision, there's no stopping that.
Yeah, and I think collaboration, it should be, and inclusion should be the vision. Like, can't we include everybody in what we're doing? And a thing Steve says all the time is, you're all welcome not to come along. So you invite everybody and everything, and if you can make it, that's totally fine. But if you don't include and you don't invite, then there's a reason for them to say, well, you didn't invite. No.
No, you're all invited.
Yeah. You're all welcome not to come along.
Yeah.
If you don't make it, we're not angry with you.
Yeah.
The best thing to watch them at home is to see how much they enjoy it. I mean, it's one thing to have a job, but to actually enjoy what you do. It's one thing to enjoy what you do, and to watch them, they feed off of each other, and just the positivity and so much happiness in writing a song. And it's like, it's so intense and it's so much fun. And you, me as a lawyer, you know, I'm pretty intense and I have to research and do stuff, but to watch them write a song together and to make music together is just a beautiful
thing. We're MFing each other all day long. It's like, here we go again. Like, we're funny about it. Like, we are on each other like if you were the closest of brothers, just killing each other. Okay, here we go again. It's very militant. It's very sport-oriented. I always say music is my sport. Even when we talk to the kids, I do a big thing called music is my sport, because you have to have teamwork, camaraderie, know what your position is, know what you're doing. So I use all the elements of growing up an athlete in music, and it translates well. It's like taking reps when you're going to sing that vocal over and over. If you're not prepared for that repetitive force that makes you good, you're sunk.
Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break. It's going down right here on Pine Street in Long Beach, California.
Harvest for Heroes.
We'll be right back. Peace.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. The 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, all the way live from Long Beach, California. Harvest for Heroes, Immersia, Blacklist. Shout out to Rocket Seeds, White Angel Farms, my boy from the Fox Law Firm.
Freddie, you might as well just come up here. You're over here creeping behind me.
Yeah, you just
making me nervous over
on,
here.
Freddie.
Just jump on the show set, for God's sakes.
You're
if you want to join the show, you can join the show at any time.
Yeah,
you
don't
have Candace to was looking for a fellow lawyer.
There's another lawyer over there. Freddie's going to join us, of course, from the Fox crew over there in White Angel Farms. But we're here with the legendary singer, songwriter, Sean Pereira. Number one in Brazil. Sean, and it's great because you got Tati here with you. Tati, how did you
know a girl named Tati?
A part of this whole team over here? Where did you come from?
Okay. So he was friends with my mother when she was actually modeling like 20 years ago. So the last time he saw me was when I was like 9 months old, and now I'm 21.
Oh, so it's like she's 20.
So we were on a photo shoot. She was over 18. We were on a photo shoot in Portofino, Italy, me and her mom. And we met. We did the photo shoot, all good. Then I ran into her mom at an Encino at the...
I thought it was an
Italy
LA
to Encino.
Where was it? It was
LA Fitness.
The Hustler Gentlemen's Club.
Encino, yes. And she said, oh my God, you can't even imagine. My daughter's in the kids' club. Where she was.
The daycare.
The daycare there. And so the last time I saw her was literally, I think she was, were you 1.5 or two?
We're all getting arrested for this interview right now.
So today's the first day you're back?
So yes. She just happened to be in LA and her mom texted me. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like,
she's rolling with the team. Now you're here. You're part of the team.
She's part of our family.
Well,
for sure.
Tatiana,
I mean, you've known her for
and
that long.
And she's already moving in.
100%.
Damn near as fast as me. Like, that's crazy. Gosh, man.
Sean,
I mean, I got a Maybach that'll sit out front, though. You know what I'm saying? So I got little bars.
I
come
with
the Maybach. You know what I mean?
Volkswagen.
I come with a Maybach. I don't just show up on myself. I come with a Maybach. You know what I mean? I got a butler.
I may come back in May, but I don't got a Maybach, but I may be there in May. Sean, talk about this modeling career that you did. I mean, you're talking about Italy, this and that.
Yeah,
Where did you go all over that, you little sexy mother sucker?
So what was funny with that was, I mean... So I was the kid with the zits in school. That bad skin is probably freshman, sophomore was my two worst
Normal
years.
Normal for a lot of people, yeah.
Totally. Didn't know what to do. I started lifeguarding at, I think, 15 at the local pool in Tustin Meadows, Tustin, California.
Just all around the girls. Just staying
there. Kind of kept going and going. And I said at one point, you know, maybe I could... You know, make a change somewhere at some point. If my skin ever cleared up, there was actually a senior, and this is so funny, at Modern Day High School. I went to Modern Day for
Modern
the first
Day,
two years.
Yeah. Which is a real school.
Oh, yeah, they got a great football.
By the way.
Lisa Justice.
And we beat them in the CFF.
Who's we?
You got a mouse? The Modern Day.
Were you on the team, or are you just talking we like you have a mouse in your pocket?
I played both ways.
Oh, of course you did.
In more ways than one.
And I'm not mad at that, either.
I actually swam on Modern Day's first swim team, and we had to go to Stanton to the Fountain Valley Country Club, but had to be out. So we swam from 4:15 till 6 because everybody there did not want a bunch of high school kids in the pool.
Right.
So we would all get to school at 6:15 in the morning, already up since 3:45. By first period, it's what, 8
you're
or 9?
Beat, yeah.
Oh, you've been up for 5 hours. But either way, so it kind of started from that, took a couple pictures. Couple kids in Orange County, hey, come take pictures. Everybody showed up, paid their money. My lifeguarding money, and at 3:30 in the morning, nobody was there. The next day, I said, "Where'd they go?"
Right.
Oh, they all left with everybody's money. So remember Al B. Sher?
Of course.
Okay, cool. So
love Al B. Sher.
Love you.
He's living in Las Vegas.
Yeah. So Dino,
he said yes.
Was the photographer that took the picture of his first album, and his girlfriend at the time, Nanette Arambison, said, "I know they ripped you off, right? That's the song, right?" So they said, "Come up to LA, take a couple of pictures." We took a shot called Polapan, which was at the time black and white. You rolled it up in 90 seconds, you could see what you could, if you could do it. One kid, Doug Bizarro, said, "You can do this." His father, Richard Bizarro, was the head photographer and of all food for Weider. So all of the nutrition, everything you're reading, he's like, you could do this. Started from there, and it just kind of gradually kept going. And then I just met her when I got my first job, which was Crystal Light.
Her mom.
No.
Oh, me?
You.
Oh, okay.
No.
Candace is all, you met her mom?
No.
You.
Crystal Light.
His baby mama.
My first commercial was Crystal Light, 9 days in Kauai. And we had just started hanging out. And then I moved to Italy, and we had I said, I'm going to move. And I went there. Listen, I was a big dude. Italy, no way. All the suits came up to here.
Yeah.
Didn't work. So I slowly okay, cool. Then I'll go to Switzerland. And then I'll go here and keep trying and going. You just keep kind of going in it. One thing leads to another. And you luckily get a campaign, another campaign. And it just kind of, I didn't have agents. I didn't have managers. I just was a wild child that thought, I think I can do this.
So the question we have to ask is all your chains real gold?
Yes.
That's
the question.
Clearly.
Yeah, so this is,
I don't ask that.
I just shot this for my friend Sahar. And this is Camilla Soretti. It's a brand new line, and I'm the first model of the men's line. So we're about to come out with a whole big campaign. I mean, there's a bunch of things I can't tell, but there's a bunch of covers coming.
If he's a model, I can't wait for my career to blossom.
And I'm wearing my friend Joseph. So Joseph has actually known her almost her whole life. This is called Nagual.
Let me see that one. That one's different.
So that's a moonstone.
That's dope.
Right?
Yes.
And then that one here, too, he made. So there's a bunch of things kind of going on, but the idea is that my friend...
Lace us up.
All right.
Yeah, not now, but I mean...
Yeah, connect us. We'll start rocking some of that beautiful jewelry you get there.
Especially the gold.
You like the gold? I'm a gold fan, too.
I am a gold fan. Yeah.
We were silver forever, and then all of a sudden we switched at one... When was that when we switched? It was just one day we were like... We were all silver, and it just you turned.
I went through that phase.
It was so weird.
No. I went from a gold phase to a very much silver phase.
I think the '90s were a gold phase. The '90s were silver, and then it was
Yeah, I was in the gold phase, and then I was like, oh wow, it's silver, and then I really feel like gold just sits on me well, and it makes me feel a little just different.
I've been in a bronze phase because my mom said bronze.
Is that LeBron or bronze?
You won? Is bronze is the best thing. I've never won past bronze. Have you?
Well, no.
Yes, I have, actually. Thank you, Freddie.
Oh, so bronze is the best? Next
no, Freddie, let me tell you this. You know, everyone gets a trophy here, buddy. So don't worry. We
Thank
got
you,
one for
Mom.
You.
Hey, you two lawyers.
You think,
what type of law? Where were you in law? What type of law?
Freddie does criminal defense.
I'm in my second year law school currently.
He's lying right now.
Yeah, what kind of law do you do, though, Candace? Exactly.
I do civil litigation. I do trial law.
Money. Oh, yeah, that takes forever.
Real money.
That's one. Yeah, that's when people just end up paying you to defend them, and you're the one that wins.
No, I represent people who have been harmed in some way, and I help them
recoup.
Fight against the big bad guys.
Yes.
Big bad guys. And insurance companies.
Tell us a little bit about it while we're here. So, you know, sincerely, like...
What are the big cases? Like, what are some of the big cases you've done?
We do traumatic brain injuries. We do sexual assault cases.
Wow.
We do wrongful death cases. Yes, I represent people, again, who need assistance in some... capacity, civil litigation, people who have been harmed. We file, we represent people who have been harmed against big
deeply.
Corporations. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Bigger cases that mean something.
Big, big money cases.
And just for the record, my wife wasn't harmed. She was just frightened. Just in case.
Just in case anybody listening or watching.
Freddie's a criminal defense attorney.
And so I respect Freddie, but for me, I said I would never do... family law, and I would never do criminal law.
Why?
Because I'm like...
Because we don't make money.
Because I'm an emotional person, but I always say I can take money from someone, but I can't take your life from someone. So...
Yeah.
It's... Yeah.
You know what? I actually love that. Tell us one of the cases that you feel near and dear to your heart that...
One of those good emotional ones.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
give us something that
I help
you,
this
that
person
you can share
this.
With us.
I have a lot of cases. I have a lot of... I mean, to be honest with you, a lot of the... cases that where I represent people who've been sexually assaulted, that's near and dear. We do a lot of a lot of emotional cases, and so empowering women to fight against something that's happened to them and to go through a lawsuit is a very difficult process.
In itself, let alone what they've already been through.
100%.
Right?
And so to empower them and to have them go through the process and find some sort of peace at the end of it, that's our goal.
You know,
it's always nice
thank
to have
you.
People like
thank you,
you
for supporting them. Those people. Yeah, for real. Thank you for supporting those people because it's a difficult task. No, it's a difficult task to step up and then get behind that. And there's always questions, of how they've been, hurt. And you have to sit there and defend that and share that with a jury or a judge.
Well, they have to share that with a jury or a judge.
Again,
and that's the
again,
hard part. Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
And then to put a monetized price on it is even more difficult.
No, and can you imagine the fact that you've been injured, assaulted, or molested and have to come out? There's about 90-95% of the women who have been through that traumatic situation that don't want
to
relive that.
And
they don't want to rethink about it. But the girls or the men or the children that do are the most precious ones, because if we don't have people like that who are willing to speak with lawyers like that who are willing to fight, then we can never change the projection and the future of not only those children, but history. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, that's attorney Candace Klein there. Feel free to Google her, look her up. Sean, you're a lucky man.
It's an interesting thing because I've been with her for so long. And again, to your point, it's 3, 4, 5 years later sometimes, and they have to regurgitate all those emotions and all that stuff over and over again, and they've got to pull it back out of the, you know, the clients, and it's not a fun thing. It's definitely not a fun thing. So it's a big road to hoe.
Well, you both look like you're 25, and you're and you guys look great.
8-year-old boy, wow, go figure that.
We waited 22 years for that. We lived the entire lifetime. Longer than she's been alive over there, Todd.
And she's moving in.
Right?
At least you got an in-house nanny.
I come with a Maybach.
I hope so.
And a nanny. I come with a Maybach and a nanny.
Listen, well, I come with the basketball skills, even though he whooped my butt today.
My 8-year-old kids, I was like, she is almost 5'11", but my little 8-year-old schooled her in.
Listen, guys, it's Cannabis fun. Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
This break.
Peace.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. The 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back, and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 live right here on Pine Street in Long Beach. My tongue's getting heavy, Joe.
Don't
Long
worry. Beach. So is Freddie. Harvest for Heroes. It's going down out here.
I've been trying to stay sober, but seeing that this guy ever around.
Freddie Say is in the building, and we love the Fox Foundation, of course, as we are all the way live out here. And I want to give a special shout out to Viscus Vapes.
Yes.
The ultimate cannabis vape experience. Viscus is a premium vape brand born in Venice Beach, delivering the maximum potency you could expect from the Viscus brand. Live the ride with the most potent tasting, ultra potent, and super smooth cartridges on the market. Check them out online at viscus.life. And for those who don't know, G4 Live is going down May 2021 at Resort World in Las Vegas. Snoop Dogg, Travis Barker is going to be there. We're going to be there, and you better be there too, because if you don't go,
you don't grow.
And we're all the way live with Sean Pereira.
Pereira.
Number one song in Brazil and Ibiza. We love you, brother. Attorney Candace Klein and Tati. It's now time to do the high five, and we're going to go in that order. Sean, Candace, and Tati, you guys will answer these same questions.
Oh, yes. Well, she was I actually read the questions again. She's like, I got mine.
Lawyer, hey,
mine are down.
Whatever. Just answer the questions.
All right, I got them.
You're a lawyer. You're a lawyer. Answer the questions. Here we go. Question number one, Sean.
Yes.
How old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where'd you get it from?
I think I was trying to think about that. I think I was, I'm going to say, was I maybe 17? I got it from my Uncle Jeff, who was a vet. Who
shout
was now
out to
passed.
Jeff. Shout
He's
out
passed,
to Jeff.
Passed
Big
away.
Shout out to Jeff.
Uncle Jeff at Uncle Jeff's house.
And how old are you?
I think I was 17, 18. The first time I saw it, I'm going to bust my cousins right now. Oh, my, yeah. Celine and Gina, I walked down the street in, where was that, like San Jose-ish area, and we went to their buddy's house, and they had, hey, man, this is called red-haired Sensimilla.
Yeah.
And this has got to be, what, I mean.
San Jose, that's my old stomping ground. That's
oh,
my
yeah, that's important. The red hairs were important back in the
I
day.
I didn't know what that meant.
You judged your weeds on the red hairs.
I'll answer that one, then I got the other answer for the next one. So, Candace, you.
Okay, Candace. How old were you the first time you smoked cannabis?
And who did you
really
get it from?
Do I need to answer this question?
Or you can say, I'm not discussing my day.
No, I'll tell you. I was super young. Super young.
What super young? I was six.
No. Not that young.
Yeah.
So, I was super young.
Not even starting high school. At a party, at a backyard party, I remember smoking and honestly being so freaked out that going to the bathroom and having to put my hands underneath the water and like
splash
looking at myself in the mirror and being like, yes.
Why
yes,
am I doing this?
Yes, why
I'm
am
a
I
bad
doing?
Person.
And telling my girlfriend, we gotta go. We gotta
I'm
go.
I'm going
right
to hell.
Now.
I'm going
yeah.
to hell now.
Who'd you get it from?
Some person at the party.
Some random.
Some random high school person.
This guy was just trying to get you litty.
I mean, or trying
like,
to freak
I
you
out.
I didn't know it would affect you like
this.
That, but I apologize whatever I did to you in high school.
What about you, Tati?
Freddy.
When did you
Oh, God,
first?
My mom's going to kill me.
Tell her.
Tati, you're on the show, said it's Cannabis Talk 101.
Tati, be real, though. You know what I mean? There's only 4.2 million people listening.
Yeah, that makes that so much better.
It's nothing.
I think I was like 17. I say that as if it was 10 years ago. It
About
was like
3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And what was his name?
Oh, his name.
What was his name?
It was my ex-boyfriend, actually.
Yeah,
but
see?
We do not speak anymore.
Good.
Why would I give him a shout out? He doesn't
Don't even
a
do
shout
it.
Out.
No, we're just going to gonna stomp him out.
Well, 17 right is
to all the ex-boyfriends out there, lift your hands up, ex-boyfriends.
Everybody's like, oh. So, question number two of the high five. What is your favorite way to use or smoke cannabis? Your favorite way.
So my favorite way, same scenario from my Uncle Jeff. He had this turkey bong. It was literally a ceramic turkey that you...
smoked out of.
For lack of a better word.
Thank God you didn't say butthole.
I don't remember what end you sucked it out of, but it was one of the ends. And it literally looked like a turkey.
I love
and
it.
We
smoked
pot out of it.
Out of
and
it.
Basting out
so
of it.
So I don't think I've ever had a more
better
fun
experience
than
yeah.
smoking out of a turkey ball.
Was it cooked?
No, it wasn't
no, it was
a real
glass
turkey. It was a
bomb.
Glass
I was,
turkey.
I was cooked. I was certainly
She's like,
cooked.
Was it a cooked turkey?
I know Thanksgiving's
Thanksgiving. I want to do it again. I want to reenact it for you.
She is so
Sean.
Cute. Give her a hug for me, somebody.
Oh, yeah. Please, hug her.
No,
someone like, love on
was
her.
It a real turkey?
I'm thinking like a Thanksgiving
if you're
turkey.
No, I get it. I totally get it. I want to do it this year.
I can imagine
year.
How you're
We're
going to
do it this
apple
year.
Or a turkey. Yes, I was like, I've heard of an apple bog. Like, it's around.
What about you, Candace? Your favorite way?
Okay, so I don't have a favorite way because it's been a really long time, but I did get a VIP card tonight, so we'll see.
Did you get the bag?
We got the
bag.
We got the bag.
Who hooked right, you up
just,
with the bag?
Just don't go to Uncle Jeff's for Thanksgiving.
Okay,
that's all I got to say.
Speaking of that, I got a few VIP tickets in my pocket, you know what I mean? Go ahead and hit your boy up if you want one, you know what I mean?
What about you, Tati? Favorite way to medicate?
Oh, God.
Every day, and she's like,
mom. Everybody, calm down. She's next to her mom. But you have you been to
Uncle
Jeff's
here.
House
her
for Thanksgiving?
Not here.
No, I haven't attended
now your
Uncle
mom.
Jeff's
Thank
house.
God.
All of a sudden, her sister's her mom. Thanks, Freddie.
So, Tati, are you going to say your favorite way?
Probably a bong.
A bong.
Yeah.
Nice.
We gotta get you a
Bongs
turkey
are
one.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess I need a turkey bong.
That's
now.
What he was talking about.
Yes.
That's what he was talking about, a turkey
not,
bong.
Not at Uncle Jeff's.
Yeah, question number three of the high five. Sean, craziest place you've ever used cannabis?
So that would be one of the wildest things I've ever done. So while modeling again, one of our buddies in Milan was at the time, Kurt Hintley, the biggest model in Jamaica. So we left, actually I had moved to Zurich. I left from Zurich, met them all in Copenhagen, flew to Jamaica, and the first night in Kingston, we went to this place called Rock Pub. where you literally, she said, very good. You went, and me and my buddy Tim, you remember Tim Collins, Crazy Tim? I don't know if you remember.
The rock pub.
Yeah. So you literally went, and they said, who the white boys? And you go down, and you bought for 80 cents an ounce, and you smoked on this gigantic.
80 cents an ounce.
On this gigantic rock.
I'm in.
And you smoked joints this long, and they just would chuck them because it was just this giant rock that in Kingston that nobody knew about. You had to go down this, whatever it was, road, and you smoked and you threw it away. And nobody cared. I was like, you're just chucking that away. And it was called Rock Pub. I've never seen anything like it. I thought I was going to die that night.
So Catalyst tonight is going to beat his price. 79 cents ounce is that Catalyst right now.
I've been on the beach in Negril when the guy said about that. They would come. I mean, they would sell you a bush this big and say, anybody going to beat
that?
The whole bush. I'll kill myself. Like they would. Yes.
Hey.
But we stayed at places like Our Pastime, which was next to Sandals, but it was where the locals, the Jamaican locals would stay.
Right.
So you would stay, you would see things and do things that
normal
typical people going to Jamaica did not
do.
See. Yes, exactly.
Rastafari Blood Clot, shout out.
That normal people won't admit to doing.
Exactly. So Candace, what about you? Admit where your crazy spot was.
I'm kind of embarrassed to say I don't have like a really good kind of fun story. Maybe in the grill with you? Yeah, I don't know. Really, yeah.
In the where?
In the grill. In Jamaica.
No way.
Oh,
nice.
In the grill, yeah. Maybe.
That's a good one. Tati, I see you pondering. What your craziest place?
Like, that's all cool, but mine's like a Walmart parking lot.
Hello!
I don't have any cool stories.
Hey,
like
shout
that.
Out to the Walmarters.
Thank God it's not Uncle Jeff's house.
I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy.
Allow me to amaze thee.
Question number 4. What is your go-to munchie after you get high?
Okay, so this one is straight. I mean, I'm Latin, OC. You're going to grab the biggest tortilla you can find. Turn the grill on or
butter,
whatever hot plate you have.
Guess of the style. Yes.
Butter is next, and then we would do peanut butter.
Yes.
And butter and fold that shit up.
Oh, I could do it.
Sometimes there was a banana. Typically it was just
or some
butter and peanut.
Yes. Whatever you had.
And that was our go-to. I mean, it was tortillas with butter.
Dude, I had that last night, bro.
Can you imagine?
I'm serious. I was dipping my tortilla in butter last night.
Oh, that is
smashing on some butter and peanut butter and all
love
that.
Those. What about you, Candace?
At like midnight.
Cereal.
Yes.
What kind of cereal?
What kind?
It could be like a healthy mix and then like Fruity Pebbles. Like some sort of combination.
Yeah.
Healthy and crappy.
Well, when you say healthy, do you mean like Frosted Flakes and or do you mean like Cheerios?
No, I mean like some sort of organic, good thing and then like something really bad. Yeah. Some combination of the two.
Yeah, you mean like a trail mix with some
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles. Exactly.
It's kind of like when my wife finds me, I'm showing her one side, but when she leaves, I put the other side in.
She's a Gemini, so she's got that.
Exactly. Tati, you've got that. Oh, wow.
Tati, what's your go-to munchies?
That understands it.
Mexican food.
Yeah. What, when you say Mexican food, what do you mean?
Are you looking at me?
He's a torta. He's a torta.
From Florida, that's probably different than our Mexican.
They call me a gordito.
For a reason. What kind is it? A taco?
Quesadilla?
I like burritos.
Oh!
What kind of burrito?
Okay.
Well, it depends. Like, if I'm getting, like, fajitas or, like, a quesadilla or I don't know.
If you're a host on Cannabis Talk 101.
Everything.
Thank you. You're
hired.
I see you're looking at me. There's 21-year-olds I pull nowadays.
You.
Yeah, thank you.
Every time he grabs a mic, hello.
Question number 5, Tati, I love you so much already. If you guys could smoke cannabis with anyone,
dead or alive,
who would it be and why? Yep. Starting with you,
Salvador Dali.
Why Salvador Dali?
Because my favorite quote from him is, "The difference between me and a madman is that I'm not mad."
Wow.
And I think it would be an interesting thing to smoke a joint with that guy. I loved his energy of life, who he was, and who he believed that he was, whether he was or was not.
Well, he definitely was to you.
He was to me, and
you know what I mean?
Probably to many people, but more importantly, to himself.
That's got to be the top five people ever I've heard on this show.
Wow.
Salvador Dali, without a doubt.
And this is his first show.
I said top five. Second.
Okay, two. He's been on two.
Wait, meaning top five, meaning most popular or
no,
like
just
the
a
coolest?
Great, cool answer.
I think it's brilliant. Coolest. Salvador Dali, I don't think it'll never happen again.
Yeah.
Third show. I'd actually agree with you, Freddie. Candace, real talk, yeah.
If you could smoke weed with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
Okay, this may be sacrilegious.
No,
but
no,
I'm
going to
say
do.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Who?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Wow.
Who?
You moved to my first. Could you imagine
why?
Smoking a joint
you
by yourself, you and her,
mind.
Right? And you're just chilling.
How?
And she's like just in her mode.
Yeah.
And you start asking her questions about all the things she's ever thought.
Yeah.
And all the opinions she's wrote. And all the motives and the reasons and the fight. Ruth
I like
Bader
when lawyers
Ginsburg.
Talk to each other.
Thank
this
is you.
The lawyers. The lawyers are all geeking
forget
out right
Salvador
now.
Forget Salvador Dali. You better have something impressive now.
Tatiana.
Don't come out here and be like Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
No, Tatiana's like, who is Salvador Dali and Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Yeah. What?
No. I know who they are.
Oh, kidding. You do, huh? Let's give us a background on them then.
I'm not going to do that. I just somebody fact checks me. I'm not doing that.
No, fact
who
check.
Who would it be for you, Tatiana?
Before you start smoke, that, you what are your three top favorite songs sung by Blue? Three.
Oh, you don't even know. I sing too.
I'm at a loss. I'm sorry.
How deep is your love?
Oh, yeah.
That's him.
How deep is your love?
Oh, hi.
So,
and the girl, you know it's true, was by
you. Do you remember my record? Food. Do you remember my record, Girl, You Know It's True? Girl, you know it's true.
No.
Ooh. You don't remember that?
Yeah, they will remember that.
How about, do you remember my record? So what, we get high.
Yeah.
You remember that one? That was my record, too.
Was that your record?
Wait,
that's
just
a big record.
Are you just fucking with me right now?
Are you fucking with me, too?
No.
Credit.
They call me Wiz Blue. Blue Wizzle.
Now I know you're full of shit.
Blue Wizzle.
Tati, who would it be for you? Dead or alive?
If you could smoke weed with anyone,
well,
dead or alive.
I hate you because I was going to say Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg so that she could cook for me.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good one, though.
Yes.
That's a real good one. I like that.
And then he just seems like he'd be funny.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
Shout out to my brother Snoopy, man.
I think
and rest in peace to his mother who
yeah,
just passed.
Just had her
man.
Services.
Real talk.
We're in Long Beach.
Yes, we are in Long Beach.
Yes,
we are in Long Beach.
I was thinking about that when I was driving over here, actually. It's funny you said that.
Well, listen, guys. Sean, first of all, you know, we didn't ask what kind of model are you. Do you just do underwear modeling? What kind of modeling are you doing? I mean,
Not the hand
I mean,
model,
I,
are
you?
You
know, you're keeping the old lady around for 20-plus years, you know what I'm saying? It must be, you know, what is it?
High fashion.
High fashion. I like that.
High fashion
hey,
model.
Who was the one that pulled out the calf? Is this calf? I told you, this gentleman asked me, what am I wearing right now? What kind of shirt is this? And I said, it's either pig or calf. And he was like, it's Italian calf. How did you know?
Sean,
and
where
I'm
did
like,
you pull that character
I've
from?
Touched
I love
him.
It's Caleb. Caleb, why don't you come say hi real quick?
Come on, Caleb. Hey, this guy's got some Italian calf on
here
right
he
now.
Comes.
And he asked me to touch it. This man asked me to touch his jacket and was
Caleb?
Like, what do you think it is? And I was like, it's either pig or calf.
Caleb is a
and
big was, rider. Caleb, what do you work for, Caleb? Speak on the mic right here, please.
Tight on the mic, Caleb.
Apparently, some people got
no, right here in the mic, right here.
Yeah.
No,
get Caleb, oh speaking to the mic.
There was a voice of reason in the mic.
No, in the mic, though. We can't even hear
you. Yeah, you got to speak into the mic, Caleb.
I know you're a writer, but come on.
Tell him a little bit about what you write about, Caleb.
Well, I usually indulge the egos of people like Sean. That's a nice way to start with it.
I don't want to hold it all night for you, Sean.
Don't do that. That's what she said. That's what they said. I hope that's not what they said.
She did say that, and she did appreciate it that you told
Sean,
her.
Sean, who do you
gentlemen,
write for?
Gentlemen, I missed out on what we were talking about. I was
talking about your lovely producer,
Cash. Give a shout out to Cash.
Shout out to Cash.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Cash
and
is the man.
He's been nothing but a gentleman all night. But what's
quickly, they wanted to know who do you write for?
What do you do?
Currently, even.
Okay, so I'm currently working for Park Magazine, NY.com, working with Sean, and hopefully with these gentlemen because.
Glad to be on your radar.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice thing. It's not a blip, I hope.
We hope so, too. And what are some of the things you wrote on? And what are some of the big articles?
Honestly, it's funny. I work in film, and I'm a screenwriter. And when I met Sean, I found that there was an individual that really needed a story to be told. And he was one of the first things that he was one of the first profiles I ever wrote about. And it was accepted with praise and aplomb that I wasn't really anticipating. And through that, over the course of only the last 4 or 5 months, I've been writing one after the other, and now I'm working with many other different periodicals, and I'm doing a follow-up piece on Sean. We've been spending some time together, Day in the Life of Peace, and by the way, it is a fucking day in the life of, like, you know, I
Peace.
Mean, yeah, no, this man, like, he lives what he sells, and I did make a reference to him, which is very interesting, and he cried. Sean, you did cry, didn't you?
I enjoyed the
He was in tears. I heard it. And there's nothing wrong with tearing up.
Tonight they went undefeated in football, right? Then today he goes undefeated in soccer, and I literally start crying, going, dude, this doesn't happen all the time for kids.
Right.
I'm like, you're seven, you better appreciate. Like, I'm like,
no, totally.
This is
so
a big deal, dude. Right? Like, I'm so proud of you. It's a big deal.
That's rad. Like,
who knows if you'll ever have
did
it again.
Did your son see you cry?
Right.
Yeah, I cried.
Did he give you a hug and a kiss?
He told me, nut up, dad, you pussy.
Man, real
no,
quick.
He just looked at me crazy. Like, what you doing?
You know, sincerely, today wouldn't happen without the veterans and all you beautiful correct. People, man. Shout out to you guys
yeah, the
right
vets,
there.
Dude.
Oh, my father.
Retired. All of retired you guys. Navy. Shout out to you right yes. there, man. Thank you guys. You know,
I'm a military brat myself. Before I was in first grade, I lived in Key West, Beaufort, South Carolina, Cherry Point, North Carolina, Yuma, Arizona, Quantico, Virginia, Key West, Florida, Pensacola, Florida.
Traveling.
All my dad was a fighter pilot. So when you start, you know, at the training camps, and you keep. We moved, and again, it's why I'm able to live in a bag.
So
we moved every 6 months. I've never been to one school for more than 2 years.
You know,
I'm
a time traveler myself. So what I'm sharing with you is something that's near and dear to my heart is that, you know, people talk about time travel and being able to travel, and unless you lived it, you couldn't feel it, so kill it. And what I mean by that is that we have, and this ain't to toot the horn, I'm saying we have 4.2 million people that either listen to us, subscribe to us, or hear our message somehow, some way. And sometimes that message is recorded 6 to 10, sometimes 20 weeks ago. But today, when they hear it, it's their now. All of you guys are in the now with us right this moment. But the people that hear this tomorrow and the next day and the next day, they're living within our travel. And so as we travel in time and we create this energy that allows the world to catch up, we're either given a bad message or a good message. And I believe yours is good. And I know it because I could read it from your family, your friends,
no, for sure.
You know, your new roommate, you know. Because, I mean.
I almost start crying.
It's real.
Listen. I have a very succinct.
Super real.
I have a very succinct summation of this. T.S. Eliot said, "We are not a body with a soul. We are a soul within a vessel." And what we have to understand is that if we are here on Terra, the 3D, Earth, whatever you want to call it, we are either students or teachers. And we're both to everybody, right? I mean, that's very correct. But you have to really understand that you need to look at our bodies as like the computer, and that our souls are the operating system. And if you consistently focus on positivity, my father often said, everything that you can say can be flipped to a positive. So let's take a very benign example. Let's say you are an addict, and be it alcohol or food or sex, it's not, I don't want to drink, I don't want to drink, or I don't want to have sex, I don't want to have sex. It's, I want to be sober, I want to abstain. And it's the positive of all of that. And so if we focus on the positive, and it's not about focusing on what we don't want to do, it's about amplifying the light. So we're so much so, where we focus on what we do as a creative, because we're all connected, right? And, oh, and here's one other thing, because I know we have to wrap this up. It's that everything on the planet is made from, everything in the universe is a carbon structure, right?
Sure.
And from the lights to a tree to concrete, it's all different. Diamonds, hats, plastics, all
the
different
calf,
carbon structure.
The calf.
The Italian calf skin, don't say that, it's vintage. I got it from an estate sale. It's not new, it's old. Anyhow, forgive me. But everything has a carbon structure. Oddly enough, the only elements that we know of that have the same carbon structure are stars and humans. Everything else has a carbon structure. Everything is made of carbon, but the carbon structure of a star and the carbon structure of a human is exactly the same. And we have consciousness. And we have iron in our blood. And iron is the main element of stars.
I really like what
I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. You do the math there.
I really do. I'm
yeah,
cool.
Man. There it is.
I mean, he's cool.
We'll like do, a, we'll do a follow-up.
So, guys, before we...
Yeah, exactly. Hold on.
So, before we get on... It's all right. It's all right. Pitt doesn't understand. We can't hear nothing. But before we go get on out of here, is there anything else that you guys want to shout and share with us?
I mean, honestly, for me, probably the gratitude... that we have, again, as it being a Veterans Weekend or a Veterans Week, as you would say, for those who put themselves on the line for all of us to be able to do this kind of stuff. Like, I grew up in a military family. I grew up around military people on military bases. My dad was a black sheep. I mean, we lived in that world and probably didn't see the experience that everybody else got to experience in life because of it, because we were always on a base. Or in some form of a in motion. You're like I said, you're always moving, you're always traveling. And so that would probably be my biggest message is thank you.
Candace, come on, say it for your people. I know how much you care. Yeah, I got you.
That's
I got
profound.
You.
All I can say is I appreciate people who have been through struggle and come forward and have a tough enough spirit to be able to put forward their story and tell their story and stick up for themselves. So,
amen to that.
Yeah,
thank you. Tatiana, anything else you want to say before we get on out of here?
Yeah, I'm waiting for my job offer now, and that's all I have to say to end.
Oh, you trying to get a job? Well, listen, I'm trying to get a place, you know what I'm saying? So, if we can share that room, I come with a Maybach.
Get online. Get online, buddy. Get online.
At least I got some style we roll out in, you know what I mean? Well, thank you guys so much for joining Cannabis Talk 101 right here live in Long Beach, California.
Harvest for Heroes. We love you.
Yes. Shout out to the veterans. It's Cannabis Talk 101, and if no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.